Well, they got a big game coming up on the weekend. They're taking on the competition front runners, the Melbourne Storm, and joining us on the line is South Sydney hooker Damien Cook. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. We've just come back from Darwin, but...
You'd like it up there.
Yeah, you would like it. Have you been to Darwin before, Cookie?
Yeah, when I was really young, actually, I was going around Australia and we stopped in for, I think it was the Desert Rally or something, and Peter Brock flew in to race,
wow.
I managed to see that up there a long time ago. So
no, it's a tremendous spot, and we certainly had a good time. Big game, though, against the Storm this weekend. And I suppose the big topic this week has been Sam getting off at the judiciary. Your thoughts on that? And at the time, did you think, oh, he could be missing a couple of games here?
Yeah, I wasn't too sure. And that's probably where, at the moment, I'm the same as some of the fans. I'm not exactly 100% sure on how they grade everything at the moment. I know they're trying to change things up, which is good. They're trying to find the safest way for us to play, to take the field. So, you know, with Sam, you weren't sure. You know, there's a few different things. That, you know, Maloney went in there and had a trip and he gets a week. Sam, he's downgraded to a fine. So I think we're all learning the new system. But to be honest, it's great news for us because we definitely need him going into Melbourne this week.
Do the players have faith in the judiciary system, Damien?
Oh, we do. We just wanted, a clear understanding of what's what, make it black and white. I think that's the way it's sort of heading. I think this year there has been a few, grey areas a little bit. And, you know, I think it's definitely getting fixed up, which is a good sign. And, definitely in the off-season, if they can, we'll make everything, black and white going into next year, the fans won't have any issues, I reckon.
Yeah, I think they're going to review it at the end of the year, and everyone wants consistency with their decisions, and I think at the moment we're not getting that. I mean, you look at Jake Trbojevic not spending time on the sideline, where you saw Nick Kotrick and Isaac Luke spend time. You see Kickau getting charged for a shoulder charge, which looked like a tackle, didn't hit him high, and then you see what happened over the weekend. So there's a little bit of confusion there, and I think that's not good for the game. And in particular, the fans and supporters become frustrated with it and they want to know what's going on. And you haven't got an answer for them. But anyway, we'll move on. So Melbourne this weekend, they were pretty impressive last weekend, or very impressive when they smashed up the Melbourne Storm. You guys were beaten by the Sharks. What did Wayne say after the game? I can imagine he wasn't happy.
Well, to be honest, mate, it was... the first time, Wayne at halftime probably spoke for a minute. And at the end of the game, he spoke for about 5 seconds. He told us to get in the showers and that was it. So we really let him down on the weekend. And we know we did. We're pretty embarrassed with that performance. We're going there really confident to really, play some really good footy and lead him to get some good games under our belt before the finals. And that didn't happen on the weekend. We showed some good signs of what we can do when we actually hold the ball in good ball. We still managed to put 28 points on in that game, but this wasn't. We had too many errors, too many penalties when we're coming off the side against Melbourne, who haven't just been if not the best this year. Been very consistent for the last 10 years. So what they do down there, you got to be on your game. They're playing a 9 out of 10 game every week, so we're going to have to play to our best and give them absolutely nothing. This weekend.
Yeah, well, they are playing some really good football. They're the team to sort of beat at the moment. What about yourselves? You talk about playing some good footy, Cookie, but why can't you get that consistency for the full 80 minutes?
I think it is obviously a team of performance, but there are some individual errors that we're all making, silly penalties, lapsing concentration maybe, that were just where we... Sometimes when we get ahead in some games, we don't go on with it, and that's what we've been a bit annoyed with. That we want to go on and put a team to bed and have a really confident win, and we haven't done that for quite a while. So that's been the frustrating part, that we want to get it when we do get a good lead. We want to control the game and finish off well instead of letting teams back in the game or us trying to chase points at the end. So that's what you need, I guess, going into the finals. There's a full 80-minute performance. And, again, we've had some good footy that will be good for us in the finals footy. We've had some wins where we've had to come from behind or hold close leads and in some good contests. So, Sharks were up for the game on the weekend. They obviously had to win. But this week it's on shoes on the other foot this time. You know, we have to win. We want to keep holding our top four. You know, we're in second. We want to get back to that spot as well. So, and against Melbourne, you know, we have to go out and play our best footy. And that's why, you know, Wayne talks about sometimes you can play your best footy against these sides and still can lose the game because, you know, they're against like teams like Roosters and Melbourne. So we're definitely going to have to play our best game this week and have a full back look on last week's performance.
Yeah, well, it's an important game for you because you've got Manly breathing down your neck, only 2 points behind you on the competition table. And if they have a victory and you guys get beaten, well, there's a chance that they could overtake you and they will be the team in the top four and you'll find yourself on the outer. And you need to be finishing in the top four in this competition, I believe,
yeah,
if you're a chance of winning the competition.
Yeah, I agree. And that's we've got obviously Melbourne this week and then we've got Roosters last. So they're two of the top four sides that, you know, if we can win both those games as well. So that gives a lot of confidence going into the finals. But, you know, there's a couple of games in there between where, you know, we just want to make sure, you know, obviously it's important to keep winning games, but we really want to start putting those 80-minute performances together now. And this week, starting this weekend, you have to do it or else Melbourne will just embarrass any side.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Cookie, personally, when you know you're coming up against Cameron Smith, is your week a little bit different? Are you more tense? Do you gee yourself up for a bigger game? I know you want to play well all the time, but it is special.
Oh, you do. It is a special game, and I look forward to coming up against the great hooks of the game. And obviously, Cam, he's the number one in the game altogether, and then obviously being a hooker as well. I guess it's, you know, probably, if we could relate it to any other sport, it'd be like players coming up against getting their chance against Federer or something. So, you know, he's the best in our game and I'm looking forward to the challenge. You know, and I'm looking forward to having a good game and obviously going head-to-head with Cam Smith and hopefully get the win over him.
What do you have to do well to beat this Storm side? Everyone talks about the Storm and how good they are. How do you need to play against the Storm to sort of break down their defensive system?
Yeah, well, I've seen when Brisbane played them and they kicked it out in the full on the first, that's the last thing you probably do because you got to keep them down their end. They'll go set for set with you. They won't make many errors and they'll lock you in your end, you know, and keep you, win the field position battle. I think in the last 3 weeks, they've been the best team. They've held the first three sets to about 35 metres or something. So they're really putting pressure on teams to complete their sets. And when those teams do make those errors or give away penalties and give Melbourne that good field position, they take full control at the other end, put a lot of sets in your end, defending your own try line, and, you know, they've got enough skill in their side to score some points. So you just can't give anything away. No cheap penalties, no easy yards away in yardage, and you've got to sort of go set for set, and hopefully, you know, they crack first, and then you've got to take your opportunities against them.
Yeah, and that's a fair summation, because they always talk about Melbourne not beating themselves, and that's how they don't beat themselves. They get through their sets. They put the opposition under pressure, and 9 times out of 10, it's the opposition that fold. But if you can stay with them and play some football at them, you're a chance of then breaking them down.
Yeah, that's right. They play 9 out of 10 every week, but they're a very beatable side. You just got to be on your game and play your best footy. Yeah, that's why they do get beaten. Obviously not a lot, but, you know, we've beaten them in the past. Other teams have as well, so... it's not that they're unbeatable. You just got to play your best footy and turn up on the day and take your opportunities.
Be honest here, Cookie. You've been calling Sam Houdini since he's been back, or
I haven't seen him. But if I ever get a parking fine, I might send him in for my argument as well.
Yeah, good way to finish, mate. Play well on the weekend against Cameron Smith in Melbourne.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.